A Good Man Is Hard to Find by Flannery O'Connor, read by Dr. Curtis Runstedler. Alone with the misfit, the grandmother found she had lost her voice. There was not a cloud in the sky nor any sun. There was nothing around her but woods. She wanted to tell him that he must pray. She opened and closed her mouth several times before anything came out. Finally, she found herself saying, "Jesus, Jesus," meaning, "Jesus will help you." But the way she was saying it, it sounded as if she might be cursing. "Yes'm," the misfit said as if he agreed. Jesus shone everything off balance. It was the same case with him as with me, except he hadn't committed any crime, and they could prove I had committed one because they had the papers on me. "Of course," he said, "they never shown me my papers. That's why I sign myself now." I said long ago, "You get you a signature and sign up everything you do and keep a copy of it. Then you'll know what you've done, and you can hold up the crime to the punishment and see do they match, and in the end you'll have something to prove you ain't been treated right." "I call myself the misfit," he said, "because I can't make what all I done wrong fit what all I gone through in punishment." There was a piercing scream from the woods, followed closely by a pistol report. "Does it seem right to you, lady, that one is punished a heap and another ain't punished at all?" "Jesus," the old lady cried, "you've got good blood. I know you wouldn't shoot a lady. I know you come from nice. Pray, Jesus, you ought not to shoot a lady. I'll give you all the money I got." "Lady," the misfit said, looking beyond her far into the woods, "there never was a body that the undertaker gave the undertaker a tip." There were two more pistol reports, and the grandmother raised her head like a parched old turkey hen crying for water and called, "Bailey boy, Bailey boy," as if her heart would break. "Jesus was the only one that ever raised the dead," the misfit continued, "and he shouldn't have done it. He's shown everything off balance. If he did what he said, then it's nothing for you to do but throw away everything and follow him. And if he didn't, then it's nothing for you to do but enjoy the few minutes you've got left the best way you can, by killing somebody or burning down his house or doing some other meanness to him. No pleasure but meanness," he said, and his voice had almost become a snarl. "Maybe he didn't raise the dead," the old lady mumbled, not knowing what she was saying and feeling so dizzy that she sank down in the ditch with her legs twisted under her. "I wasn't there, so I can't say he didn't," the misfit said. "I wished I had have been there," he said, hitting the ground with his fist. "It ain't right, but I wasn't there. Because I had have been there, I would have known. Listen, lady," he said in a high voice, "if I had have been there, I would have known, and I wouldn't be like I am now." His voice seemed about to crack, and the grandmother's head cleared for an instant. She saw the man's face twisted close to her own as if he were going to cry, and she murmured, "Why, you're one of my babies. You're one of my own children." She reached out and touched him on the shoulder. The misfit sprang back as if a snake had bitten him and shot her three times through the chest. Then he put his gun down on the ground and took off his glasses and began to clean them. Hiram and Bobby Lee returned from the woods and stood over the ditch, looking down at the grandmother, who half sat and half lay in a puddle of blood with her legs crossed under her like a child's and her face smiling up at the cloudless sky. Without his glasses, the misfit's eyes were red-rimmed and pale and defenseless-looking. "Take her off and throw her where you've shown the others," he said, picking up the cat that was rubbing itself against his leg. "She was a talker, wasn't she?" Bobby Lee said, sliding down the ditch with a yodel. "She would have been a good woman," the misfit said, "if it had been somebody there to shoot her every minute of her life." "Some fun," Bobby Lee said. "Shut up, Bobby Lee," the misfit said. "It's no real pleasure in life."